Welcome to the Quest of Fishing Adventures podcast, Chapter 4. Welcome back to another Quest Fishing Adventures podcast. I hope that you're doing well. And if you've been fishing since my last podcast, let's hope you've put a few on the bank. So currently you join me at my PC recording the start of this podcast, which is why the sound quality probably sounds a little bit better and you can't hear any birds and other distracting noises in the background and all that. But anyway, today I'm catching up with my cousin Nathan and his boy Charlie. And we're actually going to Old Haunts. We're actually going to one of my club tickets that I dropped last season. So he's currently down there now. So he's fishing. Obviously, I can't say too much where this lake is because, you know, publicity and all that, you're allowed to do it on their lakes. And I'm still going to honour that and all that. So he's currently fishing on Nando's Lake. Now, that's where I did my last campaign on that complex there, on that particular lake there, and I had quite a few carp out. If you've not listened to that little segment, go back to the beginning of this year, Nando's Lakes, and find it, and you can listen to it. And it works really well, what I do in there. I find a lovely spot. I bait it up over time, and I end up catching quite a few carp on the top of it. In a short space of time as well. So I recommend going back and listening to that. So he's currently down there now. He did last night on there. I don't know how well he got on. Currently the time's 8:30. Yes, it is quite late in the morning. I'm not down there yet. But I want to go to my tackle shop down the road. And I want to grab some lobworms from there, which we'll talk about in a little bit. So if I'm brutally honest with you, I have no idea in how today's going to pan out or what I'm intending to do. Yes, I am taking some lobworms. As you know, on that complex there, I have caught a lot of carp down there on the different lakes down there. So lobworms is definitely one of the baits I like to take down there on one of the particular lakes over there. So I might have to draw myself over to that lake at some point and try the lobworm technique. Or I'm half tempted because I know that Nathan is currently in a swim that's not too big. And he did say to me, "Oh, Lee, you can put your rods out in this swim." Sorry, Nathan, if you do listen to this podcast. No, thank you. I'm not putting 4 rods out in total in that swim. It's just going to spook too many lines in the water. It doesn't work for me in my head. I can't deal with that. But what I will do, and this is another reason why I've got the lobworms as well, I will put my float rod out for carp. One of the fantastic ways of catching carp with my little float, my little shot. Did that a lot last year. Definitely go back and listen to them podcasts. Smashed up one of the lakes on that technique, and I have done over the years. So what I will do is I will put that out, and because it's almost invisible to a degree, you're fishing straight down to the bottom. There's not a lot of line going on. The carp don't tend to always see it. And I just feel like I know the swim that he's in. I know my cousin will probably let me pick where I want to go if I'm just fishing one rod. So I know where I think I'd want to put it to see if I can wangle out a carp there. And I don't know how that'll pan out. Let's talk about my head's just buzzing of all these different things I want to say. I don't know how well that's going to pan out. He's fishing with his friends down there. I think they're fishing to the left of him, from what I understand. So there's just a few lines going out from there. So I have no idea how much disturbance that may have caused over the last, 12 hours. I don't know how many other anglers on the lake. I know when I spoke to Nathan yesterday, there was not many other people, anyone else on the lake. So there's a good chance that they might have actually pushed all the carp away from where they are to the other side of the lake if there's no one fishing over there. So that's where I would really want to be, in the corner over there. But seeing as I'm guesting it down there, I have to fish with him or the swim adjacent to him. So it doesn't give me much options over there to go wandering around trying to catch one out. So I have to work with what I've got. And in my head, if he's going to stay in that swim there, that's the best technique I could possibly use to try and wrangle one out. because I do know the carp do like to come into the margins down there. The particular swimmer he's fishing in, I've caught lots of carp, and Alex has over the years to the right hand side down there. And trust me, that is shallow as anything down there. So I do think that's a good place to start. Not overly confident about if any carp are really going to come out in the day. Yes, they do come out in the day down there, but you know, over the years that's not really happened, which is why I've not really rushed to get down there this morning. As I said, I wanted to get to the tackle shop anyway, so it didn't leave me much choice to a degree anyway. So I kind of want to kind of catch Charlie a carp or two if I can, but it all depends if Nathan's willing to basically come off that lake and go onto another lake where I know I can definitely get a carp out. I have gone and brought some Baker's Mighty Meaties because I know I should be able to catch a carp on the top, because I've caught carp off the top on that particular lake over the last couple of years anyway, in coldish weather and bad conditions. So I feel fairly confident I could probably wangle one out on the top. But I've not been down there for a long time. It could have all changed. People might have done a lot of surface fishing down there, and it might have really killed it off. So I don't know. So anyway, as a whole, I have no idea how this day's going to pan out. I'm packing my van up, my car, whatever you want to call it, with pretty much quite a lot of stuff to give me a lot of options. And if it means I do a lot of sitting around and just a lot of watching, and maybe just helping my cousin, because as I said, he's quite new to carp fishing, talking to him about stuff, I'll happily do that and see how he gets on. But I will update you on how he's getting on. So it's not completely just a podcast episode of not a lot going on. But I will put a rod out, definitely, because I'm going to go to my tackle shop and I'm going to get some worms. So I will be doing that and putting that out. So anyway, I'm going to leave this segment here. And I guess I'll see you bankside. So yeah, catch you in a millisecond. Oh, I'm not bankside at the moment. But I actually have no idea what to call this episode. Normally, I name it by the lake and put like 001, 002, you know, each time I go on there, or each session I film on there as such. But if I end up moving around today, I don't know. I can't call it like that one lake and then fish another lake. So I don't know. So I might end up calling it, off the top of my head now, Old Haunts. Might just do that. But I don't know. We'll see. Don't know why I added that little segment in there. It's just my head thinking. Anyway, catch your bankside. Right, it's 10 past 11 and I've actually been here for quite a while now, but I've been trying to find Nathan a spot. In fact, the spot on the left-hand side where that gravel bar is, where I had all them ones from, it's kind of really feels like it's moved. I don't know how it's possible. Well, I think where it was, it feels like it's silted over a bit there. I recall from last time I fished that spot there, but then there was another gravel patch that I ended up moving on to as well, thinking back. And that's where I'm going to put him today. It's really gravelly there. So I'm going to get one of his rods on there for him. I'm not too sure about the right-hand side rod because I'm poaching the swim. I'm going to put one rod out eventually to the right of him. But we'll talk about that in a minute. So I'm literally gone back to my car to grab my rig box because I want to time my noodle rig. I really feel that the noodle's going to do the job on that. It's a lovely rig, as you guys know. I do big it up. I've had a lot of carp on it recently, and it's made for like the harder bottoms like that. You can present really well, and the turn in it is absolutely vicious. But I've talked about it enough anyway. So yeah, we're down here. So only one carp's come out between him and his friends. I think he said it was 14, 15, 16 pounds. A linear as well. So that's nice to hear, like a nice linear's come out. So anyway, I'm going to get back to him. I just have to get my box. Let's tie him up a rig. And let's see what happens. Also, I am going to put one rod out to the right. Let's talk about that quickly. I'm going to use my float rod. So I have gone and got some lobworms. So I think I'm just going to use that tactic today. I've chucked some pellet down on, and some actually hemp seed as well, which could be a bad thing because there are a lot of bream in here, but I've chucked some pellet and hemp down there already, just to try and draw some fish in, and I'm resting it for like, you know, an hour, 2 hours, whatever. And eventually I will put my float rod on top and just see if anything moves in. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But I think that's quite a good tactic to go with for now. So, because Nathan has had a rod to the right-hand side there as well, so I don't know how much disturbance that may have caused and all that. But
yeah, we'll see what happens anyway. So I'll update you guys as the day progresses. So nothing to report at all. I put my float rod out for a bit in the margins to the right. Just had some like little fish like tugging on it. Lost a two or three lobworms, but no carp have taken it. So we've moved down to do a little bit of surface fishing, and we've got them coming up, but they're just not taking it. It's like too many people have done it now, maybe, and they've wised up to it. It's just not happening. But we will persist a little bit longer and see if we can get one. If not, we're gonna have to go back to the other lake, just get the carp rods back out again. Well, Nathan will anyway. But I kind of really want to stay here. It's going to happen. It's just, they're just really spooky today. It's flat calm, which is really nice, so you can really see what's going on. But it's not how it was the last time I was here, but you know, that could be seasonal and all that. And as I said, it could have speak the sheer pressure of other people that may have surface fished over the year, and they've just wised up to it. But only time will tell. One of them's got to slip up. One of them's got to slip up. So it's 5:15 now. Moved off away from the surface fishing with no joy there. The carp were just coming up, and just as I said before, just not interested in the slightest. So back down here, Nathan's got his two carp rods out again, back on the same spots that he had them on before. I can't remember what bait he said he was using, as I will tell you guys, but completely different to what I use. But I've not got much time here. I think I'm only allowed to stay till dark as a non-member on the guest ticket. So I've not got a rod out at the moment. I'm just happy just to chill and, you know, see what happens. I just don't want to put too many lines in the water and, you know, jeopardise the chances of Nathan and his boy catching one. So I'll keep you guys posted. Right, a little bit of a catch up now. It's the end of the session. In fact, it's the next day and I'm on another lake. What happened is, yeah, so we left the surface fishing, as I said, got back into Nathan's swim again. He put his rods back out, and I decided to go back onto the float rod again as the light was dropping. I figured, like past experience down there, the carp definitely, like, pretty much in a lot of places really, they start switching on, you know, as the light starts to drop. And I kept getting lots of knocks, finicky knocks. Now I'll be honest with you, now I knew then, like, you know, they weren't carp bites. When a carp takes a lobworm, you know, it sucks it right down. They're not finicky. So I basically ended up catching two perch. Now, to be fair, they were quite nice perch. I say quite nice perch. For that water, they're quite nice perch. Probably only about, maybe like, when I say, it's going to say the weight, you can be like, really? That's not really that big. Probably about a quarter of a pound. But still nice to catch 2 quarter-of-a-pound perch, to be fair. I caught a couple of crayfish as well, which I was like, pretty like, annoyed about. But hey-ho, that's that water for you. It's got a lot of crayfish in. But yeah, so at least I ended up catching something, and it wasn't a blank for me. Whereas Nathan, catching up with him this morning, bless him, he didn't catch anything at all. And in fact, no one caught on the lake last night. And it ended up, when I left there, there would have been, including Nathan, if I count round, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people. Would be 7 people. So 7 times 2 rods, that's 14 rods out in the lake, which probably is quite a lot for that water. It is a small water, and the more rods out there definitely tends to shut it down a bit. But, you know, that's what happens on commercial fisheries, I guess, like that type of fishery. But hey-ho, so yeah, and that's pretty much how the session ended. So, yeah, I kind of hope you enjoyed this podcast. It was completely different. Didn't exactly go into much too much. Didn't put any carp rods out as such, and on the back of that, didn't catch any carp, but... I kind of wanted to like put this podcast out there because, as I said right at the start of when I was doing this podcast, it was like my adventures that I'm going on. you know, not only just on my own, but with my friends and that. And obviously it's good to put this one out there to, for me to go back on, especially and listen to and think, ah, oh, yeah, I remember when we started, like, me and Nathan hooked up again and started going fishing. So, yeah. So that's it. Nice, short and sweet, I suppose. So anyway, guys, as I said, I hope you enjoyed it. Look out for the next podcast because it's coming soon. If you go fishing from now until the next one, tight lines and speak to you later. If you're not done already, guys, you could do me a massive favour and hit me up on Instagram. Just search Quest Fishing Adventures. On there, I'm uploading some photos and some short videos. You can also ask me questions or give me some advice too. That'd be absolutely mega. Anyway, take care of yourself, guys, and tight lines, and see you in my next podcast.